in your total hair care needs. Caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday, and also Veterans Day. You know what? We know that a lot of people, it's one of those days, you see, where it's really not that hard to have momentum. So many people have an extended weekend, and it is an incredible opportunity to celebrate those people who have fought and died for our country. But before we get going on Veterans Day, we just want to remind you, you know, we always remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. Well, today, we have to be even more mindful because kids have the long weekend. So what that means is they're not in school, but they are out and about enjoying the beautiful, beautiful weather and enjoying areas probably outside of their neighborhoods. So as you're going about your day, a lot of people I know are off today. So a lot of people are going to be trying to hit the malls, hit the stores for the sales. They're going to be out and about enjoying, and kids will be too. So we want to encourage you to please be mindful throughout the state and throughout the country. Be mindful for those kids that are out of school this morning. So as you're traveling in, if you're one of those people who doesn't have the day off, we want to encourage you to make sure that you've given yourself enough time to get there safely. And I know that we absolutely did. You know what we say about early? Early is on time, and on time is really running late. So you know what? This morning you probably didn't have to fuss with the kids. You didn't have to worry about getting them together and getting them straight. So you were able to just focus on getting yourself there and making sure that you have enough time. So if you're traveling in this morning because you do have to work, it's one of those mornings where you can just really, really breathe in and relax and enjoy the scenery. as we celebrate our veterans today. And you know, as we were embarking upon Veterans Day, I started thinking, DC, why Veterans Day is really so important. And it's important for a lot of reasons. It's important because the men and the women that fight for our country and serve our country, not only do they protect us, but they protect our freedoms. And then I want to add to that, for all of those veterans, all of those people that have served, that are thinking about serving, and that will serve, that not only do they serve our country, but their families serve. And so this morning, we want to shout out all of our veterans. We want to shout out all of our active duty military. And we want to shout their families out, because we know, just from some of the conversations that we've had on point, that families sacrifice a lot to send their sons, their daughters, their husbands, their brothers, their uncles, and so forth out into the combat zone. So we appreciate you. We appreciate our veterans. And we say today, let's celebrate them big. Let's celebrate them first with our prayers. Because as they go into foreign territories where we think that they could be safe, oftentimes there are challenges. And so as we remember our veterans today, we want to remember them in prayer, those active duty military that are serving, that are going abroad, and they're fighting for our freedoms, and they're protecting our country and our rights. And you know what? It's sad, but we take one day out of the year to really remember our veterans. But you know what? If we think about all of the freedoms that we enjoy, in fact, freedoms that we don't even consider because we have owned those freedoms for so long, we really forget why we have that. And so today, the OPT Network, we honor our military. We thank you, we thank God for you, and we thank God for the sacrifices that not only you make, but your families make. So today, as you're going about your day, if you see someone in uniform, we say honor them and just simply say thank you. Thank you for the work that you do. Thank you for the heart that you have for serving our country. And I know as we get the week started, a lot of people already have momentum because your week is a short week. Well, our week isn't a short week, but I started thinking, DC, I started thinking on Saturday, because I know a lot of people start getting negged out after like Saturday is over and Sunday is here and you're ready for worship. And a lot of people start to dread Mondays, and we talk about it all the time. And I started saying, well, why is it that momentum is so critical on Monday? And I started looking within myself, saying that momentum for me is so critical and for us, because it speaks to possibility. It speaks to the great things that the week has to offer. The great things like jewels that are just waiting to be unearthed. And so when we start to change our thinking about Mondays, it starts to change your outlook. And you know what? This morning, I was super excited. We were excited, first of all, because Young Deuce Christmas didn't have school today, like a lot of people didn't have school today. And so it just kind of, it kind of put us at ease, but it really helped us, D.C., to get an earlier start, didn't it?
Absolutely it did, Carlette.
And you love an early start, don't you?
Yeah, I like to get here early, but it didn't do me any good to be here early this morning.
Well, that's okay. It's always good to be early.
Got a chance to talk to Big CJ.
Uh-huh. And is that always good?
Always good talking to Big CJ in the morning.
And so, DC?
CJ in the morning from the Boom Boom Room.
I can tell you have your momentum this morning. Why are you feeling so momentous this morning?
Well, you know, yesterday we had a good day, man, after church.
Well, let's rewind before yesterday. Let's talk about Saturday.
Oh, man. You don't want to go into that right now, do you? That's going to take a whole segment.
Okay.
You're not going to be able to go into that.
Okay.
That is a lot.
That is a lot. Okay.
Yeah, a lot happened.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Well, everybody, we hope that you have your momentum. And if you don't have it, we're sending that good, positive momentum your way. And we're saying that, you know what, the energy is out there. The momentum is out there. All you've got to do is grab hold of it. And the way that you grab hold of it, I know it's not necessarily tangible. You can't touch it. You, you can't really see it, but you can speak it and you can declare it. And you can begin to say, I have momentum for the week. I expect that this week is going to be better than last week and better than the week before. So it is Veterans Day. People are out of school. Kids are out of school. People are off work today. And a lot of people are just going to enjoy the day. If you're on point, it's 7:45 a.m. Central Standard, 8:45 Eastern. And we're going to take a break here, but we're back with much more right after this. Stay with us, everybody. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. I know you're started already at 7:54 a.m. Central Standard, 8:54 Eastern. Of course, today is November 11th. It's Momentum Monday. It's also Veterans Day. We hope that your morning is off to a great start. And let me just remind you that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by our friends and partners at Magnolia State Mortgage. Listen, if you're looking for an easy way to qualify for a new home, you're tired of paying rent, you're tired of the hassles of not being a homeowner, and you want to live the American dream, or you've got a home and you've been just really dragging your feet trying to figure out if you qualify to refinance or you're investing in properties. Well, Magnolia State Mortgage, the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage, is absolutely where dreams come true. They're on point to help you, and all you've got to do is simply phone 318-561-8020, and they'll tell you how they can help. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Don't forget about Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging, Foster Grandparent Program. You can share today and shape tomorrow. If you're a senior who's 55 years old or older, you can get paid to volunteer, and you can absolutely be a game changer in a child's life. And here's how you do it. 318-484-2260. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Don't forget about the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. They're having great activities down in the parish for Veterans Day in Avoyelles Parish. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, also McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, as we switch gears and we continue our momentum, it's really easy, DC, to have momentum on Monday when you've had an incredible weekend, isn't it?
Absolutely, Carlette. Especially when you can come in to work with t-shirts, jeans, and sneakers on.
Uh-huh.
That's always cool.
That is always cool. And you know what? It has been a long time for this white perch season since you fished. So I know that let me say it was an incredible football weekend.
Oh, man, it was awesome.
Starting with Friday night football. You know, go all high school football teams that are headed to the playoffs. The weather was optimal, but we did get home late Friday night.
Yes, a little late.
But no worries. That did not stop you.
Well, you know, I hadn't been in a while, Carlette, so, you know, I had to make sure I was ready. So what I did Friday night, I went to bed after 12. I had to get up at 3:30, but what I did was slept with one eye open. That is not something that's strange to me, because I do that a lot anyway.
You sleep with one eye open?
Yes.
And why do you do that?
I got to get up early.
You
got to
get up early. Yeah. Well, talk about how fishing was on Saturday.
And the fishing was good. You know, the fishing was really, really good. The fish started biting early. Mm-hmm. I just happened to be in the wrong place. You know, I got with my fishing crew who fish out at the lake I fish at. They kind of tell you where to go,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're always scouting. They've got camps out there and things. So guy told me where to go and got a different report, and I didn't talk to him. And so when I noticed I wasn't catching anything, I left out to go to another place and looked to my right, and there was 30 boats. So, you know, I politely eased on over there and started catching fish, and caught about 12 fish by 9:30, and then they just shut down. You know how they do the
uh-huh, white
fish. They'll just shut down on you. Now, I was catching catfish and things of that nature, but I throw that back.
So let me ask you this. You know, for all of the women who hear us talk about fishing, we know that men who are anglers or not, or just kind of like to go out there and put a pole in the water, how therapeutic, if you will, is that for you and for most men who are out there?
Well, I know for me it is very therapeutic, Orlando. I mean, and you know, everybody don't fish for the same reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people... You know, I enjoy fishing, but I enjoy being out at one with nature and, you know, being able to clear my mind and think and process information that's been going through my head all week. It's mm-hmm. That's what it does for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak to what it does for other people, but I know it's a lot of people out there fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the reason, you know, it's a good sport.
Absolutely. And so then after the fish shut down, you get home and we get ready for college game day.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, there was lots of talk on Friday with Real Women Real Talk about LSU and Alabama Crimson Tide. And there was lots of talk Friday night at high school football. People were saying, what do you think about LSU and Alabama? Do you think LSU is going to be able to beat the then 8-0 Crimson Tide? A lot of people said, in my heart, I want to believe it, but just don't know. So Alabama, D.C., remains undefeated, but there were some real opportunities for LSU to defeat Alabama on Saturday night.
Oh, yes. I thought they came out the blocks hard,
mm-hmm.
Especially when they were getting ready to score the first touchdown and they fumbled the ball. Mm-hmm. You know, the fullback fumbled right at the goal line. You know, that right there, they had the momentum. And, you know, a team like Alabama, you got to go right out and hit them in the mouth. You can't give them a chance to get that momentum going against you because they are a big powerhouse football team. You know, and had, you know, they, LSU sort of stunned them, you know, but they couldn't close the deal.
Right. And so,
then they started, you know, then after they got the, they got in again where they were headed in for a touchdown and they did it again.
Right. And there, the, it was just
missed snap. The guys snapped the ball early to Zach Mettenberg. He missed the ball. They recovered. And that's when they went in for the touchdown, the first one. And, you know.
And do you think that people were fair to Zach Mettenberger? A lot of, you know, a lot of negativity. I think it had a lot to do with LSU's line not holding up and not giving him the time that he needed. He was sacked four times.
Absolutely. That was late in the game. But the thing of the matter is, Carlette, is people are going to blame you. You know, that's that's why, you know, when you hold down a position like that, you know, you're going to get, if it doesn't work out the way people want it to work out, they got to blame somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to take some blame.
So LSU goes down. They started out ranked number 13. Their rankings are going to fall this morning. I think it looks like, don't quote me on this, but it looks like they may have fallen to 18th. I'm not really 100%.
It's just really turning out to be not a good season. First, you know, of all, they lost to Georgia, which I thought was a game they could have won, you know.
In a game they probably should have won.
Right, they got in a shooting match, and, I mean, they were in the game, and that game could have went either way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Georgia's got a good football team, and that's just how the SEC is. You know, Georgia's got a good football team. They beat LSU. Then they lose to Ole Miss, which is just, I mean, that's just – that was just deplorable.
I think that was just a brain freeze.
Oh, man. They kind of went down there. I think they just felt that they would beat them because they were Ole Miss, and they always beat them. You know, and Ole Miss lucks up and beat LSU every now and then. But basically, LSU owns Ole Miss.
Absolutely.
Owns them.
Absolutely.
That's like Vanderbilt and Kentucky. You know, those are teams in the SEC that they'll have a good season, you know, here and there, you know, maybe two times in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, you know, we pretty much own them. And, I mean, the schedule that LSU has right now is really not real reflective of how good their football team really is. You know, they have a good football team. I think on defense, they're missing a lot of leadership. Like when they had the Honey Badger, you know, that was a guy that was just out there leading them, and they followed him, and he was trying to do everything he could to be successful. Now,
and
then, here's losing to Alabama, if you were already 8-0 and you lost to Alabama, you know, nobody hurt, you're still in the hunt. You need somebody to knock Alabama off, and you'll still be kind of in the hunt, you know, at least up in a BCS game. Right. Well, I'm not convinced right now, Carlette, that this team that LSU has can beat Texas A&M.
Wow. And that was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
Can they beat Johnny Manziel, Mr. Football, and
I don't,
the Aggies?
I'm not real convinced of it at the way they've been showing up.
It's going to be a shootout, isn't it?
I know what. Texas A&M's going to score some points.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to score some points.
And
they get points. So, you know, now, I'm going to tell you what, man. LSU's got some fine receivers. You know, Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, yeah.
And the other gentleman, number 80, I think is his number.
Uh-huh.
But they are good.
And, you know, Odell Beckham had, you know, he had a decent night. He returned a kickoff. He ran one back for 82 yards on a kickoff return. And really, I guess the heart-wrenching part of the whole thing is that Alabama scored the most points on LSU since 1947, Saturday night, 38-17.
Yeah, they always play good games. I mean, the games are always close. And I think, you know, LSU, like I said, came out the blocks good. A couple of mistakes, you know, when they fumbled that ball. You know, when you play in Alabama, the number one team in the land, you know, you can't get on the – you know, you can't fumble the ball on the one. You just can't do
it. No, you can't do it.
When you've worked to get down there, you're about to score the ball, and basically a situation like that will just completely change the momentum. You know, and they needed to make that touchdown to hit them in the mouth early and get their stuff going. And in a football game, what you want to do is attack the other team, and before you know it, the game's over.
Right.
You know, that's how you got to do a team like that.
And so at the press conference, really what I hear now is, and what I see, is LSU not trying to hold their head down, but saying things like, it's about pride.
Well, that's all you've got to play for now. I mean, you know, and it is a prideful program. I mean, you know, the program in the last 10 years have won two national championships. Mm-hmm. There's some colleges in America that have never won one.
Right.
You know, just in the last 10 years, they won two. So, you know, when you look at programs like Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Florida State, Texas, I mean, these are teams, some of these teams have never won championships.
Right.
And others of them, like a lot of the teams in the SEC, has won two and three of them.
Absolutely. So who do you think that Alabama needs to be worried about?
Well, I know who they are worried about, because Oregon lost to Stanford, which they were number two. But I really never see Oregon as a real serious powerhouse. They just have yet to prove themselves. Basically, they beat everybody until they get to one of these hard South teams.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's getting hard for them to beat Stanford. You know, Stanford's almost a yuppie team. You know, that's where the boy Big Martin from, the big crybaby boy that's talking about somebody's bullying him, was from.
Mm-hmm.
Stanford, with that all that old, you know, the football field is not a place for, you know.
Yeah. It's
will somebody stop him from hitting me?
Right.
Dude, come on.
It's a physical game.
It's a physical game. Nobody wants to be around somebody crying because somebody's bullying them or touching them. You take care of that. You're 300-plus pounds.
And so what about Florida State?
I think Florida State's smoking right now. But the quarterback is just they're saying he is the front runner for the Heisman Trophy. He is a redshirt freshman, but he is a man amongst boys.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6'5". I don't know how he got away from Alabama. I really don't. You know, that's just not.
Talking about Jameis Winston.
He's from a little small area in Bama.
Mm-hmm.
And normally Alabama swoops up all that stuff in that area.
Uh-huh.
Unless they
escaped Nick Saban is beyond us.
The only reason I can say he escaped is because they just didn't want him to come there. Because, you know, they own everything in that. They shucks own the states around them.
And so the pundits are saying that Jameis Winston from Florida State is pretty much a lock for this year's Heisman.
Well, they're not saying a lock, but they're saying right now he's the front runner.
Well, so you don't think he's a lock, really?
No, I don't think he's a lock.
No?
No. There's some other people out there, but, you know, I mean, I don't know. You know, that Heisman Trophy, you know, it's a tedious situation.
Yeah, it's so iffy, isn't it? You just never know how
people have to vote for it.
How they're going to vote on it and how that's going to go. But it was an incredible, incredible weekend if you're a football fan. And even if you're not, if you just kind of like the energy of being in the atmosphere, even if you're not there watching it on television. And, of course, the Saints had, you know, they looked like they were unstoppable last night in the Dome.
Yeah, they looked like rock stars.
They really, really did. I mean, the Cowboys, I mean, what happened?
Drew Brees happened. Got breezy. Got breezy in the Dome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you just can't say enough about Drew Brees' performance. They had more first downs. They broke an NFL record. When we were winding down last night, they were at 39 first downs.
Yeah, we went to bed.
Yeah, they broke the record for 40 first downs in the game. They dominated, and that's really all you can say about that.
Man, it's not a whole lot of talk you can do about that. You know,
yeah.
The Saints showed up and showed out last night, you know, made our weekend. I'm going to tell you know, everybody's real excited right now. I don't even know who's playing Monday Night Football. I'm excited to see some Monday Night Football. But, you know, the Saints just, you know, they came back and just powered it in.
Yeah, they obliterated the Cowboys. So it made it not even really an interesting game. But I know that down in the Big Easy in New Orleans, they had a good time. And it's always great when you can go down there. We saw lots of people, of course, talking about being at the game and having a good time. And so it's great for the city. It's great for the state. So that's what it's all about. It's about having a good time. Hey, everybody, it's 8 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 8 minutes after 9 Eastern, and you're on point. The official OPT Network.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start, at the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Vols Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses,
physicians,
associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored. To extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning, and welcome back to the OPT Network.
If you're working today, it's 14 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9:14 Eastern. And this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary for the best channels, for the best savings, HD, plus so much more. And listen, if you've got an RV and you're tailgating and you don't have it wired properly, what are you waiting for? Get Wired Satellites is the place you need to be. You can phone them at 318-767-2220. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. You can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions. If you're looking for the best solutions for you and your family's health care, Amerigroup is where you should start. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, as we are getting our momentum and moving through Monday, I know a lot of people, D.C., are excited. A lot of people are probably going to be grilling. A lot of people are already talking about holiday shopping and have been. In fact, a lot of weekend shoppers are saying, you know, that they're, can you believe it? We're talking about holiday shopping already. Well, you know, this is the time of the year where people are going out and finding sales and getting their holiday shopping done. And we hadn't even made it through Thanksgiving yet. So I think when you start thinking about the holidays, that in itself gives you momentum. A lot of people really get ready, spend a lot of time, and look forward to the holidays. But what I started thinking about, D.C., is mentally, how do we make sure that our mind is in the right place mentally and that we are really saying the things to ourselves that we need to be saying, whether it's Monday, whether it's a holiday, whether, you know, we're looking forward to something or we have nothing at all going on. And I started thinking about, you know, how we really start to set our minds to a place where we can just be content right where we are, no matter what's going on. And a lot of people really, D.C., have challenges in those areas, trying to figure out how to create that balance and how to just sort of be on an even keel. And what we decided, or what we learned, I guess, I don't know if we decided, I think we learned it. What we learned a long time ago is that it's not good to allow yourself to get too high, and it's not good to allow yourself to get too low. And so sort of if you stay right in the middle, sort of on an even keel, then you don't have to worry about, you know, dropping down too low or going up way too high. And I think that that's why a lot of people have challenges when it comes to getting their week started or when things don't quite go right. We want to have our expectations high, but we want to make sure that we stay somewhere in the middle. And sometimes that can be challenging. You know, sometimes when great things happen, you know, the propensity is to just go up real high. But the thing about going up real high is that at some point you've got to come down. And so what we've tried to do is to make sure that we keep our spirits and our spiritual beings in the right place so that, you know, when we start our week, you know, with a good word and we feed our spirits, then it kind of keeps us, don't you think, D.C., on an even keel? It kind of keeps us sort of right there in the middle. And this is something that we've had to really just, I said do, but I think it's more of a learned behavior over time, because for a long time we were not able to really sort of strike that balance. And so now I think that when you become aware that you need to stay in the middle, then the highs don't get too high, and then the lows really don't get too low. Because when the lows get too low, it kind of sort of just takes you out of the game, you know? Like when you experience death in your family, like we've had, and friends, and over the past month we've had so many challenges in our family. And, you know, you just kind of have to stay in the middle of that and really look to those good things. And so this morning, as I was thinking about my nanny, I had to think about those good things about her life and the life that she lived. And so I think that you can, I know you can, You can change your thinking if you think about it. Does that make sense? You can change your thinking, DC, if you think about it. And so if you think about what you want to think about, then it makes the difference. And you can begin to tell yourself those things. You can begin to encourage yourself, even really when others might not.
Well, yes, Carlette. I mean, and we're always at warfare with something or another. But, you know, a good positive mental attitude just makes for a good life. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why we try to sell here the momentum, you know, Momentum Monday, because we understand that people who get themselves going the right way each week, you know, their week is going to be better, then their year is going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's not to say that you're not going to have bad times, bad days, but it's how we process those days, the information from those days. And we just have to know life goes on, and, you know, we have to just keep going.
Right. And for some people, DC, when you don't think about that, when you don't really process that, that's why people get into depressions, and that's why people shut down, because the really, when you're going through challenges, it's hard to have momentum because you don't want to see the momentum.
And absolutely. And one of our producers wanted to bring out the fact that, you know, what's happening with our veterans, a lot of things that's going on, because, you know, veterans are going through a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's all kinds of statistical data out there that's saying, you know, veterans are committing suicide, coming home, doing things like that. Well, we didn't want it to be a show like that. We really just wanted it to be a show where, you know, if we're going to talk about veterans we want to celebrate them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now the shows that we do on a consistent basis are shows that, you know, give people information about different things, such as that situation with the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
But today, you know, I think is a day where we honor and celebrate our veterans for being and doing what they did,
mm-hmm.
you know, to help us in this country and to give, you know, a lot of people have given their lives,
mm-hmm.
you know, their families are missing the breadwinner of their household,
mm-hmm.
as a result of them going off to fight in wars and, you know, to make this country the country that it is. So, you know, we really do at the OPT Network, On Point Talk, we call that Christmas, and everybody that's affiliated with it, really want to say Happy Veterans Day and wish all the veterans out there and thank all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Wish them a Happy Veterans Day and thank them for all that they've done for this great country.
Absolutely. And, you know, we say thank you, and thank you almost seems minuscule for the young people. I mean, the really kids that have gone out on the battlefield and
Absolutely.
Didn't come home, parents that sent their kids with such pride and such hope, knowing that, you know, the challenges were great and the challenges are great. And, you know, we see things that are still happening in our country that still put our men and women in peril. And so, you know, with so much happening in the world, and we see the typhoon and we see what happened at LAX and California and even things that are happening right here at home, it really, really makes us understand that gratitude must rule the day. And we forget about those things that we need to be grateful for.
Absolutely.
And so as we celebrate our veterans and we celebrate those lives that were lost and those lives that are having challenges because they sacrificed so much for us, you know, we want to celebrate this morning and this day with gratitude. A lot of restaurants are honoring our veterans with free meals and, you know, just saying thank you. But, you know, sometimes we forget about our gratitude and we just take things for granted. And we just don't want to do that this morning. But we all know that it starts in our thinking. And what you think about, you bring about. And so this morning, if you're feeling ungrateful, you know what? You just need to take a look around, and sometimes you can look at someone else's situation and say, wow, you know, I thought my situation was just untenable. But you know what? There are so many things to be grateful for. And I have stopped looking for those big things, DC, to be grateful about.
Right.
And started really, really appreciating those really small things, those things that we forget to be grateful for. Hey, everybody, it's Momentum Monday. It's 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's Veterans Day. And guess what? You're on Point, the official OPT network. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Not only is it Momentum Monday, but it is Veterans Day, November the 11th. I can't believe it. We're headed straight toward the Thanksgiving holidays. But let me just say that this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Make sure if you're a woman who's 40 years old or older and you need to have your mammogram, that you do so by phoning Diane Kitts at Cabrini Hospital. Her number is 483-4026, and she'll tell you just how simple it is to get your mammogram done absolutely 100% free. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Davis One Stop. I'm going to tell you, Davis One Stop has the best meats, D.C., and the best cuts. And we know this personally because we have a freezer.
Yes, we do.
Full of meat.
As a matter of fact, we may grill some of those. We're debating on what we're going to grill today.
Uh-huh.
And it may be some of those fabulous pork steaks from Davis One Stop. Yeah. Hey, look, Carla, let me just stop, too, right
Go
now.
Ahead.
Because in our fundraising efforts for the month of October, you know, I got an opportunity to stop by Davis One Stop and pick up the funds over there, man. They just
right.
did a wonderful job of just getting involved
mm-hmm.
and helped us to raise money. And they just, I just want to go say to them, man, that's an excellent job. And basically mm-hmm. what they did was $1 at a time, you know, raised a nice bit of money. And what we're going to do is match the funds that they put in.
Wow.
They earned. You know,
wow.
OPT is going to match those funds, you know, doubling what they did.
I love that.
Just like that.
And so you had mentioned that we are, right now we're just trying to get with all of the people who supported this year's 2013 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, and so that we can tally up everything. And
right.
yesterday, was it yesterday? No, it was a couple days ago. You went by Davis One Stop to go ahead and get what they had got.
Saturday, yeah.
Yes, yeah, Saturday. And so you said to me that you were thinking about matching whatever they
right,
had raised.
What they raised.
And so why
down to Cheneyville. Well, you know, when you look at a city like Cheneyville who has, It's it's a small amount of people there,
mm-hmm.
you know, but because of the efforts and if everybody was just doing something,
mm-hmm.
you'd be surprised at how much better this whole country would be. You know, it's like the people on the lower end feels that they can't do anything
mm-hmm.
when that's the complete opposite of what it needs to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, and basically what we're taught in and the church that we're taught in, you know, you give so that you can receive and you give, you know, to help others.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you give, the more you receive. And it's harder for people who don't have much to give because of the mentality
mm-hmm.
that they have. And they think that if I give this, I'm not going to have anything. You know, and the faith that we have to have in the God that we serve
mm-hmm.
has to be big. You know, especially
right.
to give when you don't have a lot. You know, you got to have faith.
And so, you know, I was thinking about that yesterday in church as we were listening to the message and getting our spirits fed. And I started thinking, DC, just as you had said, even before Sunday on Saturday, you said, you know what, the OPT is going to match whatever they raised. And I started thinking about people who are constantly giving. And we talk about those people all the time and how they have impacted and affected our lives. Of course, we've always been givers, but now we understand, I think, giving at a greater level. And I started thinking, how do we change people's mentality about giving, especially people who never ever give anything? And when they do give, the only place that they feel that they should give is maybe in church.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's tradition to give in church and it's the law. But, you know, even though people are giving in church, a lot of people are giving wrong amounts. I mean, you know, if
is there such thing?
Yeah, well, because you're supposed to give 10%
mm-hmm.
and then you're supposed to give offerings.
Right.
You know, a lot of people just give offerings of a couple of dollars.
Right. And so how do you think that, you know, going forward,
it's hard for people to do, especially people just coming out of the world, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's important to those people that when they come into a church, they don't need to hear anything about no money. Really, because the devil has already told them they're trying to get your money. So why would I go into money when I got some new people in the church?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just all I'm doing at that point, I believe if I'm a pastor, I'm just helping the devil. Because they sitting there saying, yeah, watch, you going to ask for that money, and I ain't ever coming back.
Right, and the preacher is saying, well, that's what the word says.
And it does say that. I mean, I just believe it. You know, when we went to church in Baton Rouge, where I got saved at, had the guy been talking about money, I would still not be saved, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was expecting when I went into the big, beautiful church.
And it was big and beautiful.
And that was not long after the Jimmy Swagger stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, coming from a little small Baptist church in Bunky, when I walked into big, beautiful Bethany, I was like, oh, they got to be stealing in here. There's got to be something going on, man. This is too much money for this. Look at these big TV screens and big buses and all this stuff out here. I was thinking, yeah, they stealing.
Mm-hmm.
That was my thought coming out of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But when I really sat in there up under that teaching,
mm-hmm.
I realized that those people were blessed.
And so you said the word says, and we know if we're believers, we know what the word says about
Absolutely.
Giving 10% and Absolutely. Then giving offerings. But then there are some people saying, I don't care what you say.
That's too much money.
That's too much money.
When I first, I believe that now though, Carlette, but when I first walked into Bethany,
mm-hmm.
had they told me anything about money, I wouldn't have went back. Because mm-hmm. I had a problem when they said, hey, come over here, we're going to show you the preaching. Buddy, I'm not. One of them told me, this is what the gentleman said to me. No, I'm going to go ahead and tell him.
Oh, baby.
He said.
Okay.
He said.
Baby, you can
well,
say
just
that.
Just say it, mother. I mean, okay. You know, we're just having a conversation here.
All right, go ahead.
The guy, they took us into this back room. It was the first time we went. And so, you know, coming from the background that we come from, you know, I don't play with God.
Right.
So when the guy said, come on, pray in tongues.
Right.
And I didn't know what that was and didn't know what he was talking about. I told him, buddy, look, you can stop right there. I'm not doing that.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I'm a man. You're not finna have me in here. Then I looked over there at you. You was over there going to town.
You are so messy. You are so messy.
But, buddy, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that.
You are
I'm
messy.
I just manned up on him and told him, look, I'm not going to do it. You know, so, thank you for everything, but I'm not doing that.
So we're
because I'm not playing with God, and I don't know what's happening.
So
but,
we're
you know, some people have that kind of faith where they just do what you tell. I mean, that's fine.
And so how do we help people? Because we really have to start. We feel like we have to get started really early for next year in raising money and raising awareness and bringing in a new breed of givers.
Absolutely, and not only that, Carlette, you know where I'm at on that.
Where are you at?
I have absolutely, I'm not even concerned about it at this point. I'm still just relishing with what we've done this year. And, you know what I say to next year? You know, that's God's business.
That's right.
And He's going to give us some sort of witty idea, some kind of new way to do it because, you know, in this area, you have to come up with real witty ideas.
Right. Now, so you talked about going to Bethany. That was back in 1989.
That's 1989.
And so you were really, really impressed that they didn't ask you for your money, especially coming out of the
world.
Well,
no, I didn't know then, Carlette. I mean, looking back on it in hindsight.
In hindsight. But
right.
Then they didn't ask for money then. So that really.
No, what they said was this. Folks, when they got ready to take the tithes and offerings the way they do,
mm-hmm.
they politely said to all guest visitors,
mm-hmm.
listen, this is church business we're going to handle. You can give or not give. That's up to you. But we're going to take care of God's business right now and, you know, just excuse us for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to participate, participate. You know, and to me, I felt like, wow, okay, well, let me put, you know, my 5-10 bucks in there,
uh-huh.
you know, just out of that's what I do, that's where I come from, that's how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was younger then, you know, I didn't, you know, I wasn't making any large sums of money, so,
right.
But, you know, I had a real awareness about money,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so I know one thing, they didn't poke or prod me to get involved, and buddy, they was picking up some money in there.
Absolutely,
you know?
And that was before mega churches were really even.
Yeah, it was mega churches, they were on the, mm-hmm. they were on the upswing, but I mean, they just knew how to deal with the newcomer. And I believe any church that learns how to deal with the newcomer is going to be a church full of people. Because if you run the newcomer off as they get in, you're not going to ever grow.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's what I love about the program of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
They always look at the newcomer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm talking to you and I've been talking to you 8 years and I'm still telling you how to give, well, it's no need me telling you how to give. You're going to give what you're going to give.
Right.
But the newcomer can be run off by me trying to whip somebody over the backside that I've been telling that for 8 years. They don't need me running some newcomers off
mm-hmm.
to try to get somebody who's not giving in 8 years. If you're not giving now, you're not going to give.
And so what do you think, you know, and I'm back to Davis and you're wanting to match what they had given. And I was saying to someone the other day that that you are an incredible giver. And I'm not saying that because you're my husband, but you have helped me with giving. And I thought I was a really big giver too, but each time you step up and you give, it really blesses me. And I wonder, and I've wondered when you made that turn for giving, you know, where does that heart for giving come from and out of your own pocket? Have you ever thought about it?
Not really. I just, you know, if I get unction to give, I just give it. I don't even think about it. I just go ahead and do it. And you know, I'm strategic in my giving because I believe that you can just about give to everything. I mean, I just try to give. If somebody asks for something to be given something, I just try to give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just look at the situation and see, okay, what can I give that's, you know, mm-hmm. going to be worthy to give to them and not affect me as much as, you know, I think in my mind. Because, you know, every time we give, we think we're losing something. But,
right.
You know, I really have a belief now that every time I give something, I'm getting something back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's just, you know, to see the people who receive it, man, I just love to see people receive. I know we enjoyed it at the Red Cross the other night. We went over to the charity benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't just go to sit and eat the food. I give.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to give because I don't want to just be a taker either, Carlette. I mean, that is important. And when you are a prideful person and you take pride,
mm-hmm.
in being around other givers, and you don't want to just say, well, okay, I just come to watch them give.
Right.
No, I didn't come to watch them give. I come to give too.
Right.
And it's exciting.
Absolutely.
They're giving big chunks of change.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, and there's nothing better than being in an environment. And then, you know, people say, well, they're giving big chunks of change, as you call it, because they have big chunks of change. But I just don't believe that. I believe that giving starts early. And
well, that may be the reason why they have big chunks of change, because they don't mind parting with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm trying to give myself into those big chunks of change, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I'd like to be able to go to an event and give $5,000, $10,000.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, and that's what people were doing. You know, people were giving, you know, so my little $1,000 really seems like pecans, but it's not to me.
Right.
But to people who have more money, that's giving $8,500, $6,500, things
right.
like that. I mean, I love being around that. I really do.
Yeah. I do too.
You know, because it's contagious.
And I think that we have to create the atmosphere in which we want to thrive in.
Right.
You know, if you want to thrive in poverty, well, stay around poverty-stricken people. Stay around poverty mentality people. Just stay around that and you'll have that. And if you want to strive and thrive for greater things, well, you know, it's not just about being in that atmosphere, but it's about trusting that you can take from what you have and that God will not allow you to outgive him. Now, a fool and their money, we know, will part. I'm not talking about trying to compete with anybody. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about doing what you can do. And really, we've been on this word, DC, takers, for a while. It is a word that has really gotten down into our psyches, that we don't want to just be people who are standing in line for whatever it is to take. You know, it's just unacceptable.
Right, and it's easy for me all the time to say, oh, okay, yeah, I'll give you a commercial, I'll give you this and never part with money. I don't like that either.
Right.
I don't care for the trade stuff. You know, basically, my product is way too expensive to just give away for $200 or $100 where somebody's saying, hey, let's just trade. Nah.
Right.
I'd rather give you money.
Right.
You know, and, you know.
And so we have to go up this morning as we celebrate our veterans, as we celebrate our own personal momentum. I think we've got to go up a little higher. And I can kind of sort of feel in the spirit realm, people are saying, what in the world? You know, I'm not parting with my money. But you know what I would say to those people that are saying that? I would say, think about it. Think about what you have. Think about those things you are expecting to have. And think about what it is actually that you're giving. Now, your time is great. Your knowledge is great. The things that you can give, but sometimes you just have to sacrifice and trust.
Yes.
Trust that you will not, you absolutely will not outgive God.
You can't outgive him, Carlette. And I mean, you know, to receive is saying that you have to be a giver. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, people are trying to trick that that law. You know, they'll try to trick that law. It's no way to trick it. You got to give to get. I mean, and so if you look at your situation and you say, wow, I've been here for the last 25, 30 years where I'm just having just enough for me, then look at your situation and see what you're giving.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the area that's going to pick your situation up. And I really do respect folks who give at church because you have to give in church, but I give all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just giving at the, I'm not limiting. I'm not going to limit my giving to just giving at church.
Absolutely.
I give at church, but I give anywhere else I go to.
Absolutely.
And I'll give to anything as long as I don't think somebody's stealing or trying to jack me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm one of those people that can size you up real quick. You come in here thinking, okay, because he's going to give, I'm going in there with a deal. I'll hit you with two or three questions right quick and know exactly what you're doing.
And you know
you
what?
You call those qualifying questions.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm tired of that old just getting by mentality. You know, just having just enough. You know, that absolutely.
Oh, me. Woe is me.
That
just.
No money. That's just thinking. That is thinking.
I tell you what, everybody's around here is prospering, though, because they're givers.
That's exactly
right. We're going to speak that right into existence.
Central Louisiana,
there are nothing but givers around here.
Yes.
And prosperous people.
And you know
we
what?
Speak that right now.
And you know what, DC? They have plenty for themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have plenty to give away.
Go ahead.
If that doesn't give you some momentum on this Veterans Day, Momentum Monday, then I don't know what will. You could just say it right now. I have plenty for myself, and I got plenty to give away.
That's what I'm talking about. And you heard it here first on the official
OPT Network. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start, at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why did I choose Christus Cabrini? I wanted to fight cancer.
To be a nurse.
A surgeon.
To be a part of a great heart program.
Integrity. Compassion.
The healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
A critical care team that saves lives.
It's all about the patient.
Innovation. A 24/7 ER that cares for everyone at the speed of life.
What's unique for some hospitals, we see every day.
Even miracles.
So many reasons
to choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by UDB Insurance. And I know that so many people have had questions, DC, that are really unanswered about the Affordable Health Care Act and how it will affect you, how it will affect your small business, how it will affect your family. And let me tell you, UDB Insurance, Wesley Watkins, is right on point to help explain it to you. He understands health insurance. He understands the Affordable Care Act. And not only is he helping small businesses, he's helping churches to understand it. He's helping individuals understand it. And all you have to do to find out how this can work for you is to phone him at 318-445-9359. And let me just say this. It really is affordable health care for most people in America, and he will break it down in a way that you can understand. There are still some glitches in the program as we understand it, but they are working on them daily, DC, and Wesley really understands.
Yeah, Wesley made me understand it completely. Mm-hmm. And you really want to get with him, because for some people your insurance may go up, you know, like we're in that situation where it might go up a few dollars, but that was the whole plan of it, I believe, from the Democratic folks that threw it in,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, the people who have more should be able to pay a little bit more. And but if you are under $45,000
a year
with a household, mm-hmm. you know, you really want to get with them, because insurance is going to really be affordable to you.
Absolutely. And the way that you can find out, absolutely at no cost to you, is to simply phone Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance. And his number, yeah, it is important. It's 318-445-9359.
And you don't want to just go somewhere and sign up and have them put you with somebody.
Absolutely not.
You know, you want to be able to say, look, this is the plan. I want this platinum mm-hmm. plan or this platinum plan with this company or that company, because you can choose.
Right.
You know, who you want to be with. And it is very, very important to get with somebody that is going to take care of you.
Right.
You know, once you're insured with them.
Absolutely. And you know what? It is important that with the people we partner with, we partner with what we consider the best businesses in Central Louisiana to bring you the best information so that you can understand what you need and what your family needs. And let me tell you, there is no person better qualified, I believe, in the state than UDB Insurance and Wesley Watkins. And here's his number. It's 318-445-9359. Call him today, well, or tomorrow, and get a consultation and figure out how you can better serve you and your family. Also, we want to thank Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. And then you can get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving Avoyelles Parish down in Bunkie, 318-346-6695. Now, DC, before we got a wrap up this morning, you got a text from your fellow angler. You got a text from your fellow angler.
Yeah.
About why people.
Well, I had to figure out who it was, and I figured out it was Amos Bradley.
Uh-huh.
Amos down in Natchez, Louisiana. What's up?
Big town of Natchez.
What's up, Amos? He ain't even catching no fish. He's been hunting.
Oh, okay.
He's got a deer on his popped up. When I put his number in, a big deer popped up.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But he said people fish because they're hungry, too.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about that. Amy.
I don't even believe that.
Or they just want to eat fish.
Let me tell you.
Maybe he meant they just want to eat fish, Carlette.
Well, let me tell you. Since you have taken up the love for fishing, I think that it has more to do with competition and the prowess of who catches the most fish, who tracks them down and catches the most fish. Then
that's your uncle that does that.
Yeah,
that's Pastor Ron. Yeah.
That's somebody who's sitting right across from me. But I don't know though. A lot of people stockpile their freezers up, and I know that you really, really share your fish with anybody who really asks you for fish.
Oh, I break bread.
Yeah, you really.
I give a lot of them. That's why I'm giving, so that I'll receive more of it, and that means I'm gonna catch more.
Another principle on giving.
Yeah, I use that. Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Fishing is not an inexpensive sport, so it costs money every time he goes out there to fish. And anybody, our neighbors, I mean, you have to ask, though. That is the magic thing. You have to ask. Anybody that asks DC about fish, he is really, really very, very diligent in making sure. I mean, in the pouring rain the other night, he went to take James and Mary Boyd Smith, the Smiths, some white perch, and she said they really, really enjoyed them. But one thing that I do love is that you're a man of your word, and if you say you're going to do it, you do it.
And if I tell you I'm going to be early, I'm going to be early.
You're a mess.
Know what I'm talking about.
And those people that you've promised fish that weren't at home.
Oh, yeah.
You took the fish there, but they just weren't there.
Well, that's old Hasty Dearborn. You know, she now.
Now you're going to call her out.
Well, she's I had to call her. She wants me to call her.
She's going
to
be calling
up here. I brought
her
some fish, and she didn't call back, and I gave them away.
You gave them away.
I gave them to mom.
So do you love giving fish away?
I like blessing folks
mm-hmm.
with fish. Because people love fish. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really, it boggles my mind. Especially people who came up back in the earlier days that uh-huh. we did. And they caught fish and used to fish all the time. And, you know, people had to go fishing to try to have food to eat.
Right. Or never really,
really
caught a lot
enjoy,
of perch.
Mm-hmm. They really enjoy the fresh fish.
And you know who you got to give fish to? And I'm going to give a shout out to Laura Christian Francisco. That family, Nanny Berta and my family, they love perch. And She says every time Nanny would listen to the show, rest her soul, and she said, man, listen to them talking about those fish. And that was a family who loved fish.
Yeah, at one point they lived off the land, hunting squirrels, all kinds of stuff. They's out in Neola, out there in the deep country.
And so I love it. The more fish that you give, your boat is always filled.
I had one jump in the boat one time.
Yeah.
It was a big, ugly fish, but it wasn't one you eat, but just the thought of a fish jumping in your boat. I had to take a picture of it. I took a picture of it. The guy